Sanjita Akhtar is a green pioneer. For the past 3 years, she has been installing solar panels throughout Bangladesh's villages, improving the quality of life for local people.
The solar panel on this house transfers energy from the sunlight into a rechargeable battery. Through this system, we can have lights, charge a mobile phone, watch TV and run other things, all from solar energy. The villagers here are seeing great benefits from it.
Sanjita acquired the skills thanks to the Australian Government ILO Partnership Agreement, which is providing technical and financial support to partner-run training centres across Bangladesh. The government is promoting further expansion of the solar panels program. It not only offers rural areas a relatively cost-effective clean energy alternative, but the training programs give local people skills in an emerging and growing field, creating green jobs. Mikhail Shipar is a secretary in Bangladesh's Ministry of Labour and Employment.
The concept green jobs is totally new for us. For that reason, we need help. Especially IOLA is doing a very supportive role to us. They are giving us training, especially knowledge sharing on green jobs. It's very effective for our rural people.
The International Labour Organization, ILO, says 70% of families in the countryside are not connected to Bangladesh's national electricity grid. Andre Bogui is director of the ILO country office in Bangladesh.
Thanks to the partnership with ILO and the government of Australia, we are working very closely with the government, the employers' organization, the workers' organization, and some of the key partners to help the most vulnerable people by providing skills so that they can really get access to the solar panel.
For Sanjita, the training program opened a new world. She not only learned how to bring a clean, green, renewable source of energy to village families, she also got job satisfaction and personal pride knowing that she is improving the quality of life in Bangladesh's villages, home by home.